Thank you very much, Madam Moderator. I will try and answer some of the questions, and not all of them.
I'll just leave some of for your...
Yes, definitely. In terms of a precondition and the ability to say no from our colleague from this, from Switzerland, I think the idea of shifting power and capacity would allow us not to have to answer yes or no, but would allow us to be at the decision-making table and make the decision there, so that donors and international organizations won't have to offer us projects and programs, but we are going to join planned mm-hmm. and join developed what we need on the ground. In terms of the question from China of the responsibility of the affected country, definitely it's accountability, transparency. And I mentioned before how the Pacific community have prioritized capacity building and relationship first before finance. We see this in the Pacific as the finance and accountability issues is wrapped around capacity building and relationship issues. If we can develop capacity in the areas of finance management and control and accountability, we are better able to deal with financial matters at a local level. If you have healthy relationships between donors overseas and those on the ground, then it will be easy to identify the appropriate financial management balance point beyond which financial management and control can be and should be local. So when it comes to finance management, accountability, transparency, we see the localization issue as very simple. If you have the capacity to be able to deal with money responsibly, and you have the relationship or trust and confidence that that balance between outside and local actors will, in each case, take care of it of itself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.